We've all got an opinion. He just thinks his is better.
Here we go.
Time for Stuntman Sam to give you his 2 cents.
But then he'll take it back.
Okay, so we're coming up to the most dreaded day of the year, next to the tax deadline. Hallmark Day. Sorry, I mean Valentine's Day. I always mispronounce that one. My girlfriend tells me, it's not a big deal. You just have to do a small gesture. Well, if it's not a big deal, then why don't we just let it go? Let it go. A small gesture for me is like a $9.99 bouquet of flowers from Maxi's at the cash. You know, the ones right before you head out the store. How romantic is that, though? You want me to cook you a gourmet meal? I already do that like 5 days out of the week. You want chocolates? You can't have them because of your current dietary restrictions. How did couples exist before Valentine's Day? How do they show their love? Once again, the validity and strength of my 3-year relationship comes down to how my girlfriend will compare herself to what everyone else got on this one day. You can be the best boyfriend 364 days out of the year, but so help you God, if you drop the ball on this day, it's all out the window. I understand she doesn't want to be the only one of her friends to not get anything, but really, I don't care.
I know. Shocker.
Guys never compare what they get with other guys. You know why? No. Because it's not a big deal to them. Does this make me a Valentine's Grinch? I think I'm realizing that I may
just be a little
Valentine's Grinch. I never ask for anything on Valentine's Day. I feel guilty getting a gift on Valentine's Day. It's probably because I don't deserve it, but that's a different story.
At least you're aware of that.
Yes. I feel like if men in general made more of an effort throughout the year to be romantic in various subtle ways, that maybe not so much emphasis would be put on this particular day.
Yeah, Sam.
And okay, I get the point. And I guess I'm frustrated because I never seem to have the right idea for a gift. Like this year, you want to know what I wanted to get my girlfriend? A startup knitting kit.
What is she, 80?
He's not joking.
No, I'm not joking.
She
likes to be crafty. She wanted to, you know, find a new hobby. It's practical. You can wear what you make. But she laughed out loud when I told her that I was thinking of getting her that. So guess I'll throw that idea under the rug. I can't even trust my gut anymore. That's how bad it's gotten. The general consensus from the people that I've spoken with, flowers or chocolates. How original. Whenever I think I'm being original, it's perceived as being cheap. 2 years ago, I made her a homemade card with like a handwritten note. I still get crap for that to this day from her and my family. So I've made up my mind. Generic supermarket roses it is. I just have to remember to take off the sticker that says on sale. Very important. I'll be okay.
Normally it's orange. It's like a different color,
right,
but it's on sale.
I gotta take it off.
All right. Well, good luck with Valentine's Day. I mean, we can't wait to find out what you do. Go ahead and get
it. And I can't wait till next Valentine's Day and the one after that and the one after that.
Josie, we're sorry. We're sorry.
I don't know how she does it. I don't. She's an angel.
Wow. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day,
Thank
Sam.
You. And you.
All right. There you go. Sam's 2 cents.